What have I not answered in your life? What questions have you presented to me that I have not answered? As you're thinking about this, you may come up with a list of questions that you feel I have not answered. However, have you forgotten that I have answers in my Word? Far too many of my children, they come to me without first going to my Word. What they're actually doing is bypassing the responsibility to get into my Word and expecting me to move outside the boundaries of my Word, leaving them unchanged. There are those of you hearing this, live or recorded, or even reading the transcription of this, you are living with much emotional turmoil. You're up and down, up and down. And I ask you, why is this? You know the answer, but it's almost as though you're afraid to face the answer. Consider this. A person who is preparing to engage in some type of athletic competition will practice and practice and practice and practice even more to be prepared for the day of competition. Then, when the day of competition arises, they are ready and they are prepared. Prepared to endure whatever the competition demands and prepared to endure whatever is required to engage in that competition. There are so many of my children who are not preparing themselves anywhere near the way they should. And then, when the day comes that the challenge is set before them, they are in confusion. They are in upheaval. They are in strife within their emotions. Other people around them become the object of their discouragement. They speak and declare cursing without using foul language. They pour out upon others the strife that is within. Many times they sit and they cry tears of depression, tears of frustration, tears of anxiety, and declare such things as, "I just don't know what to do." They convince themselves that they are justified to be like this. But I say to you, if you're my child, you cannot justify that, because I've given the answers in my Word. You're not preparing yourself. Even my Son said that you would face tribulation in this life. But you're not preparing yourself. You are not spending enough time in my Word and enough time in my presence, enough time in prayer, enough time in worship, let alone any fasting. You're not preparing yourself. And then when the day of adversity arises, you become far more upset and angry than what you should. You become very depressed. You become filled with anxiety. Your emotions are in upheaval. But it should never be that way. I want to emphasize to you that it should never be that way. Because if you are my child, if you have been washed in the blood of Jesus, your Lord and Savior, then you are born again, and you have my born again life in you. You have that new nature. You have that born again spirit. And it's out of that born again spirit that you can bear the fruit of the nature and the character of who I am. Consider what I have said in my word. That the fruit of that born again spirit is love, joy, and peace, let alone everything else that comes with it. You are not preparing yourself to bear the fruit of the love, the joy, and the peace. This is not the fault of other people, and it is not my fault. This is all on you. And you may think, God, I don't need this kind of pressure put on me. But I say to you, you're the one that has put this pressure on you. Because if the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, among other things, then the pressure is being felt because of the absence of the love, joy, and peace. You don't realize how that your actions and your words at times make people around you rather miserable. And they don't want to be around you because of it. It isn't that they don't love you. But what is coming out of you is not in any way uplifting. Not in any way encouraging. And it all goes back to the fact that you have not prepared yourself for the battles that come. You should know by now that it is inevitable you're going to face battles in this life. Different types of battles involving different situations, involving different people. But you're supposed to prepare yourself ahead of time and not wait until you're in the middle of the battle to try to figure out what to do and allow yourself to be overwhelmed with emotions that in no way are a part of who you are in Christ. I am saying all of this to bring correction to you, those to whom this would apply. Because you need to understand, in the days to come, some of you are going to face battles the likes of which you've never faced in your life. You need to be prepared. Your brothers and sisters in Christ cannot be to you who I am to you, and they cannot be to you who you are in your born-again spirit. No matter how much other people pray for you, if you are not working diligently to prepare yourself, you will continue to go through this cycle over and over and over again. The joy of the Lord is not based upon your circumstances, it is based upon who you are in me. And I am encouraging you, if you have read your Bible, you know that the events of the book of Revelation are coming. You need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself now. Do not put it off. Make this change in your life. Grow and develop in me, in who you are in Christ. And be prepared when every battle, every challenge, every form of tribulation arises. You won't like the battles and you won't like the challenges, but you'll bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, and everything about who I am to you and in you and who you are in me, that new man, that born-again spirit. If you don't do this, you will continue to struggle. And your emotions will still be up and down. And you will still try to carry burdens that aren't yours. Stop making excuses. Stop thinking this is just the way I am. Start understanding that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. You are a brand new creation, and I want you to live according to how you have been created in me. So make the decision that you are going to cast down all those emotions and feelings that want to rise up against me. Cast down those thoughts. Bring them into captivity. Press into me. Grow in your spiritual life. And be ready for every challenge that comes your way. And you will rest in peace, not just when you're asleep in bed, but throughout each and every day. I have answered your questions, says the Lord.